Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I am here today with Dr. Lori Rolando, who is the Medical Director over Health Plus and the Assistant Medical Director over Occupational Health. And I'm also here with Wilma Traubert, who is the Ergonomist for Occupational Health and an RN. And we are here today to talk about the risks associated with sitting all day in a sedentary lifestyle and what we can do to combat those problems. So I understand that it's really important for everybody to get up and start moving and combat a sedentary lifestyle, but what do I do if I sit all day at work? Like, I sit in front of a computer all day. Are there health risks associated with that?
Well, that's actually a good question. And, I mean, we all know that we should get our recommended amount of structured physical activity, which is 150 minutes of moderate physical activity a week or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise a week. But studies are coming out now that are illustrating an association between what we call sedentary behavior, which is, for example, prolonged periods of sitting, with health risks that are independent of the amount of physical activity you get. So even if you get your recommended amount of physical activity per week, if you spend a significant amount of time sitting, then that poses health risks of its own. Things like sitting for extended periods of time can slow your metabolism. It affects your body's ability to process fats and sugars in your blood. So it can put you at risk for some of the metabolic syndrome risks, like high blood sugar, high triglycerides in your blood, increased weight, high blood pressure, and things like that. Some of the studies have shown that that can lead to diabetes. It can lead to weight gain, obviously. It can lead to cardiovascular disease. And some studies even have shown a correlation with mortality, meaning that if you sit for significantly long periods of time, your risk of dying can increase.
So what should somebody do if they have a job like I do, where I sit in front of a computer all day? How does somebody go about getting up and breaking that cycle?
Right. Well, there are a lot of ways you can do that. And one way is to incorporate what is often termed non-exercise activity into your day. And that can be something as mild as fidgeting, quote unquote, at your desk. And I don't mean, you know, unproductive use of your time, but just, you know, as you're sitting there, kind of maybe bounce your legs up and down or extend your legs and stretch them. When you're on the phone, get up and pace back and forth at your desk instead of sitting at your desk. If you have a question for a coworker, instead of emailing them, get up, walk to their office and ask them their question. Just anything you can do to get up and move, even for really, really short periods of time. Another thing that's interesting is even just standing as opposed to sitting can be important, because when you stand, believe it or not, you expend more energy than you do sitting, and you engage your postural muscles, which can help with your metabolism, can help with your ability to, you know, control those fats and sugars that are in your blood. So even something like a standing workstation, if you're in a location that that would be amenable to something like that, where even if just you're standing, quote-unquote, all day, as opposed to sitting all day, that can even be something that can be beneficial for you.
All right, so Wilma, talk about the standing workstations. I've seen these around campus. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the Vanderbilt Ergonomics Program is conducting a pilot on the sit-stand workstations, 50 workstations. So we have placed these workstations on the university campus and the medical center campuses, children's hospital, some of the informatics areas, some doctor's offices, laboratories, and some of the access centers.
So for people who haven't seen them, they allow people who are working at their desk to stand up while they're working? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so it allows the individual to either stand up or sit down while they're keying at their computer. So the important part about trying to combat sitting disease is alternating your work activity. So this is one way to instantly alternate your activity without giving great thought to it. But we should alternate our activity while we are engaging in our computer workstation. We can do things such as taking a quick sprint outside, or instead of working in a large block of time, getting up about every 30 minutes to an hour and just stretching, or going to the printer, taking a small coffee break. So little activities that will allow you to get up from your desk and move around. So the workstations will allow that individual to stand up instantly, sit down instantly.
Oh, okay. What would you recommend to an employee who's listening to this and they're having issues with their workstation? They're just not comfortable in their workstation. What would you suggest to them in order to fix that?
Well, they can go to our occupational health website and go under services, click on ergonomics, and complete the workstation evaluation tool. It only takes 15 minutes to complete. It's a good tool to help the individual troubleshoot their work area. If some of their issues are not solved, then they can also contact us through that same link.
Okay. All right. Thank you both so much for all this great information.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.